Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. So, how's your love life? How's your love life? How is your life expanding as a result of us talking about 1 Corinthians 13, about love is patient, love is kind, etc., and to beginning to apply these things to our lives? Because the cool thing about this is we've taken this in, we're up to, we've done dozens of these now, and so you've had an opportunity to take in each aspect on a single day. And that's really how life changes. Have you noticed that sometimes you'll come up with something, you'll have a problem, and you'll think, here is the solution. And by golly, it is the solution. It works great for about a week. And then you got to come up with something else. And that's the key. That's why you need to be fed something new and something else on a regular basis. Same is true for everybody, myself included. So, we are up to love always perseveres. Love always perseveres. I told you the story in the last time out about the couple who were separated for 14 years, and the wife never considered the fact that they were not still married and in love and a couple. So for 14 years they were apart, and ultimately they got back together, and it's a beautiful story. She persevered. Today, perseverance is not something that is celebrated. Staying at something makes you look stupid in a lot of people's minds. Why in the world would you continue to do this? You know, you guys have been separated for, 5 minutes now? You should be dating again. If it's important to us, if the relationship is important to us, we persevere. Persevere also means that we persevere in the things that are good that need to be brought to a relationship. You know, no one ever taught me this, and it took me until just a few years ago, that part of my job in my relationships, whether it be with my daughters or my son or my wife or people I work with, is to be in a good mood. No matter what's going on, I'm not saying I have to pretend so much, but I'm saying bring forth the best version of me that I have, and to persevere doing that. To just because I was talking to one of my assistants yesterday and everything was great and I was, you know, taking an interest in his family and we were really connecting and everything like that, that the next day, because I did that, that I need to just snap right into business mode and not say hello, how are you, etc. We need to persevere in the good attributes. Love always perseveres. It doesn't back down. It doesn't slow down. You know, yeah, there's a honeymoon effect. The thing is, here's the thing. When you first get with someone, whether it's a friend or whether it's a romantic partner, oh my God, it's so exciting, blah, 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 and then it cools, right? Well, if you discover that that person were dying, you'd heat up again. Or if you discovered that that person or if that person were indeed gone for a while or something and then was back, things would heat up again. It's within you. It's a choice so often that we make to not look at the person with the eyes that we had that got us to fall in love with them so that we can continue to persevere and to stay in love with them. It's a choice. So choose today to look with the people you love, look at the people you love, rather, with the eyes that you used to have when you first fell for them, or to look at them as if you may never look at them again, and you'll find that the love that you feel is still there. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow.